Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Remember What You Read from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. And to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to drift into a deep state of relaxation and inner focus, I'm just going to say a few words about remembering what you've read. It can be frustrating to spend hours, days, or even weeks reading a book or any other written material, only to find that after you've finished it, you can't recall most of what was in it. Perhaps you've sometimes heard people speak at length about books they've read or even quote directly from books, as if it's all stored away in their mind, ready to be accessed at a moment's notice. Maybe you've envied their ability to have such a well-developed memory, and you know it would make such a difference to you if you could instantly bring to mind the things you've read whenever you wanted to. One of the least helpful ideas about learning to remember what you've read is that you should read the same material over and over until it somehow sinks in. While repetition is, of course, one aspect of how we remember, just rereading the same words over and over is simply not an efficient way of inputting and encoding the material into your brain. There are three core principles for recalling what you've read. The first of these is to always read with a purpose. If you're half-heartedly skimming over the pages you're reading while watching TV at the same time, you're not signalling to your brain that what you're reading is important. But if you shut out all distractions and read with a sense of focus and purpose, by getting a sense of why the author wrote the book in the first place, how the material relates to your own life, how it agrees or disagrees with things you've read before, and what you'd most like to take away from this book after you've finished it, then you'll be inputting the material much more effectively into your brain. The second principle is to actively encode the material. You can do this by taking notes, drawing diagrams, making wall posters, or intensely visualizing what the author is saying and emotionally connecting with the material in some way, perhaps by imagining that what's being described is happening to you. You might imagine explaining what you're reading to someone else, or you might underline a fantastic quote, repeat it to yourself several times and imagine recalling it in the future. After all, you want to be connecting with the material you've read in a multisensory, visceral way, so that the material comes alive for your brain, where it's no longer dry words on a page, but instead a living, relevant, vivid set of experiences and ideas that form a lasting impression in your mind. The third principle is to repeatedly test your recall over time. The simplest way of doing this is to actually go and talk to someone about what you've read and tell them what you got out of the material. But you can also skim through the material and your notes every so often, then close them and imagine summarizing everything you've just learned to someone else. Or you might jot down some summary notes from memory. By training your brain to recall the information over and over, you'll develop a stronger ability to immediately bring to mind what you've read more and more easily. But it's one thing to know about these core principles of effective recall, and it's another thing to fully put them into practice in your life. And so, the deeply relaxing hypnotic part of this session is going to help you to deeply integrate this highly efficient and effective way of reading so that you can naturally increase your ability to input, encode, and recall what you read. So now, as you prepare to relax very deeply, you can just close those eyes if you haven't yet. And there are many ways to begin to relax and drift into a gentle trance. And it's good to know that as you rest there and listen to my voice, there's no need to try to pay attention consciously, because you can listen to this many times, and your unconscious can absorb the contents of this hypnotic session while you just relax so deeply. And as you take a very slow, deep breath now, and you can direct your attention to the space around your body, the air around your skin, the space just behind your head, and get a real sense of just how calming and relaxing that air can become. how the particles of air can seem to start to relax so deeply. Because embedding new learning is a wonderfully satisfying experience. As you begin to feel so much calmer inside now, and benefit from learning faster and faster, in all kinds of ways. And as you get the curious sense of how your surroundings are becoming imbued with deep, deep relaxation and rest, so too can your arms really begin to relax and rest. Calm and comfort spreading through those arms and right into the palms and the fingertips. Because each breath you take can just let you rest deeper. Just as a hot air balloon drifts lower as air is expelled, down into a deep and beautiful valley of relaxation and calm. Just drifting deeper into complete body and mind comfort. So refreshing and restful. And those legs can feel heavier and really melt into the support beneath them. Deep relaxation and comfort flowing all the way down into the feet and the toes. And you have a vast storehouse of memories of places you've been, life experiences, people you know, music you've heard, and of course, every word I use that you recognize now is only recognizable because you have these words you're hearing stored in your memory. And a long time ago, when you were ever so young, you were hearing words for the very first time, gradually turning those sounds into meaning, learning to talk, learning to understand, until, almost before you realized it had happened, you could hear and understand language as if it was second nature for you to do so. And your mind is a brilliant learning machine, taking in billions of bits of information at a time, most of which is processed unconsciously, and new information gets logged and held in your short-term memory for a while. And the information that you categorize as important, as relevant, the information that has a vivid, impactful, sensory-rich quality to it. The information you emotionally engage with naturally becomes part of your long-term memory, something you can recall for life, that you can retrieve whenever it's needed. And developing an excellent memory means you can make the unfamiliar familiar very quickly. And there have been times when you've done that. And maybe you've had the experience of going on vacation for a week or two, staying in an unfamiliar place, where at first it all feels so new. and the streets back to where you're staying have to be negotiated and thought about. But pretty soon, it begins to feel like familiar territory. And by the end of your stay, it feels like home from home. You've made the place your own, and in the same way, you can make information and ideas your own, so that they become quickly familiar to you. And now, you can just relax deeper still, because in a few moments, I'd like you to begin to notice that you can relax twice as deeply, sensing that deepening rest and comfort spreading now, your forehead relaxing so deeply, the skin there just smoothing out gently. Because behind that calm forehead is a great intelligence, and even more intelligent potential. And in just a moment or so, coming up now, you can relax twice as deeply again. And feel that now, even greater rest and comfort in those arms and legs can carry you a great distance, and your mind, your very own brain power, can carry you even further than you thought possible. And right now, you can just rest in your mind and just get the sense of how it feels to read and absorb a page of written material. Now, with a deep sense of purpose inside. And I don't know exactly why you're reading that material. It could be that you're reading for pleasure, reading to be transported into another world, another reality, other people's lives, developing insight, empathy, an enriched understanding of what it means to be human. Or it could be that you're reading to improve your skills in a particular area, to develop yourself, personally or professionally, to stretch yourself mentally so that you know more about how something works. And as you read, you might sometimes skim through the whole thing first to get an overview before you dig down deep into the details. And the author or authors of this material wrote it for a reason. They put their own knowledge and life experience into it. And you can focus and go deep now into engaging with this material, engaging with someone else's mind through the written word, getting new insights, seeing how it's relevant to you, relating it to what you already know. Notice what you see and feel and hear in your mind as you read, as you relax even further in mind and body, now. And an idea on a page can become vivid, sensory rich, and impactful, can it not? Once you allow your creativity and your fascination free rein to engage fully with this material, now, as you imagine yourself speaking with the author, perhaps agreeing, perhaps fiercely disagreeing, or engaging with the characters of a novel, even becoming the characters, as you activate your imagination now, and feel the impact, the intensity, the vividness of what you're reading become heightened now, more and more. That's it. Whatever you read, your unconscious mind can turn up the brightness, the color, the sounds, the sensations, the tastes, the smells, the interest, the emotion, feeling part of something larger than yourself. The history of human thought, ideas and insights being passed through the generations, through the written word. And you can write notes, you can use color, diagrams, underlining quotes. You can fully engage with what you're reading, as any potential distractions recede away into the distance, and you activate a state of total concentration and focus in your brain, where there's just you and what you're reading, and you can feel an intense fascination, a state of total absorption in what you're reading now. And when you finish a chapter, a section, a period of reading in any one day, you can notice what it's like to practice in your mind teaching and explaining what you've read to someone else. Perhaps someone who shares your interests. Just get a sense of doing that now in your mind. And when you read, you can input the material with total focus, heightening how you engage with it in a sensory-rich, evocative, impactful way, bringing it to life in your mind. As you allow yourself to personally connect with it more and more, and then in your mind, you can imagine explaining it to another person, teaching them what you've been reading, doing that now, hypnotically, as you relax deeper. Because this is going to feel so much more natural, day by day, until you can do it quicker and quicker, without even thinking about it. That's good. And as you really relax so deeply in this way, again, just getting the sense of reading and absorbing this material, paragraph by paragraph, page by page, chapter by chapter, discovering that you can fully absorb what you want at super speeds, and do that now, with the material in your mind, as you relax and rest as you listen. And at the end of each section, just explaining the key points in your mind to another person, listening closely to you, telling them about what you have learned. And you can regularly return to the material you've been reading in the days and weeks after reading it. Review your notes, skim through what you've read, and then you can shut the material away and mentally test yourself by practicing active recall of the material. Jot down a summary of the material. Explain it to someone else. Teach your brain that you want to easily and naturally be able to bring this material to mind any time you want to or need to. And discover that you can already. Enjoy dramatically heightened recall and an enhanced super memory now, as you deeply, deeply integrate these principles into your life. That's it. Now hypnotically deep down within your mind, right now, just get the sense of flowing easily and effortlessly through any and every kind of written material. As you notice the unfamiliar becoming familiar so quickly, so easily, you can remember whatever you want. And you can listen to this session often, and you can deepen this instinctive ability to vividly remember what you read each time that you do. And for now, it's time to prepare to come all the way back as you notice the position of your body and the sensation of whatever it is you're resting on. And as you return your attention to the here and now, feeling refreshed and alert, you can begin to come all the way back, feeling very good, feeling more and more awake as you become more aware of the sounds around. And then you can just have a nice stretch, and whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes. Good. Now, we recommend that you listen to this download every day for the first week, and then just as often as you like, until you notice you're becoming much more skilled at vividly and accurately remembering what you've read. And we'd love to hear from you, either on the Uncommon Knowledge Facebook page or through the contact form on our site. There are associated sessions at hypnosisdownloads.com that you may find useful, such as Improve Concentration and Focus and Read More. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening. And the very best of luck to you.